Confirmed in the authentic Sunnah, and is something which is mutawatir. Something which is mutawatir, reported by huge numbers of people at every stage of the chains of narration. So Shaykh Fawzan says, so as for a person, as for the people of the Sunnah, as we heard from Shaykh al-Sahimi, that none from the people of the Sunnah deny this belief, the belief in the punishment of the grave. And Shaykh Fawzan said, as for one who does deny it, one who denies the punishment in the grave, then he'll be one of two individuals. Either someone who knows what he is saying. He knows the evidences. He knows the proofs for punishment in the grave. But he willful and deliberately rejects them. And denies punishment in the grave. Then that person is a kafir. As opposed to the case of a person who is performing ta'wil. He's got a wrong understanding, a wrong interpretation. He's wrongly interpreting the texts to mean something other than what is a reality, something other than the true reality, then we don't perform takfir of him, we don't say he's a kafir outside Islam, however we say he is dal, he is astray, he is a person who is astray, his aqidah is deficient and broken. However, we do not declare a person like that to be a kafir. And likewise, we affirm belief in those two angels, in Munkar and Nakir. Then Shaykh Fawzan, or rather, then the author, Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continues with what occurs on page 164 of the legitimate two-volume Saudi edition, which is now available again. So what occurs on page 164, point number 17, that Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, said, والإيمان بحوض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكل نبي حوض إلا صالحا عليه السلام فإن حوضه درء ناقته. He said, and to have iman in the reservoir, the hawd, this great body of water, this great lake or reservoir, and to have iman in the reservoir, the hawd, of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every prophet will have a reservoir except for Salih alayhi salam, for his reservoir will be the udder of his she camel. Shaykh Fawzan hafidhullah said in explanation, likewise from the usul, from the fundamentals of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, is to have iman in the hawd, in the reservoir. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have a hawd, a reservoir, and every prophet from the prophets will have a hawd, a reservoir of water, which his nation will come to drink from, because the people will suffer severe thirst, obviously meaning on the day of resurrection after the standing. For the people will suffer severe thirst. They will need water. And the reservoir, the hawd of our Prophet, will be the greatest of the reservoirs. In the reservoir, the huge lake of granted to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will be the greatest one in size of all of them. He said its length will be a month. The length of a month's journey. Its length is a month, and its width is that of a month. Its water will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey, and its drinking vessels will be the number of the stars in the sky. Whoever drinks a single drink from it will never become thirsty after it. And the apostates who apostatized, who left Islam after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be pushed away from it. And whoever denied it, and Allah knows best, will also be pushed away from it. From the people of innovations. And also those people from innovations who deny it, and will be pushed away from it also. And Allah knows best. In a footnote here, they mention that this occurs, or there is reported with regard to this hawd, a hadith which are mutawatir, reported by huge numbers of people at every level of transmission, so such a huge number that they could not have agreed, not have got together and made it up. So from them is that which Imam Muslim reports in his Sahih, as hadith 2292, from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhuma, who said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, my hawd, my reservoir, will have the distance of a month, and its sides will be equal. Its water will be whiter than silver, and its fragrance will be better than musk, and its drinking cups will be like the stars of the sky. So whoever drinks from it, then he will never ever become thirsty after it. Then they mention in the footnote another hadith in that regard, also reported by Muslim in his Sahih, as hadith 247 from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my hawd, my reservoir, is larger than the distance from Ayla to Adan. It is indeed whiter than snow and sweeter than honey in milk. And its drinking vessels will be more than the number of the stars. And I will repel people away from it, just as a man repels the rest of the people. Or rather, just as a man repels the camels of other people away from his reservoir. They said, O Messenger of Allah, will you recognize us on that day? He said, yes. You will have a mark which no one from the other nations has. You will come to me with white marks upon your foreheads and limbs from the traces of wudu. And a group from you will be repelled away from me, so that you do not reach. So I will say, O my Lord, those are companions of mine. So an angel will respond to me and say, do you know what they did after you departed? The hadith. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he continues with the next part of the point. He said, and he's saying, وَلِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ حَوْض إِلَّا صَالِحًا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَإِنَّ حَوْضَهُ ذَرْءُ نَاقَتِهِ. And every prophet will have a hawd, a reservoir, except for Salih alayhi salam. For his reservoir will be the udder of his she camel. Obviously meaning the she camel that was granted as a miracle to Prophet Salih alayhi salam in this world. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this exception means that every prophet will have a hawd, a reservoir of water. But not Salih, except for Salih. He will have, what will be his, will be the udder of his she-camel. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this exception is not established, as far as I know. And what is actually correct is that every prophet will have a hawd, a reservoir, as occurs in the hadith. Then in the footnote they mention, with regard to that, this occurs from a hadith of Samara ibn Jundub, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna li kulli nabiyyin hawdan, that every prophet shall have a hawd, a reservoir, and they will boast about which of them has the most people who come to drink, and I hope that I will be the one having the most people who come to drink from it. Reported by Al-Bukhari in his book At-Tariq al-Kabir, and by At-Tirmidhi, and Ibn Abi Asim, and At-Tabarani, and declared authentic by Al-Hafidh al-Mizzi, due to its different chains of narration, as was mentioned by Ibn Kathir in his tafsir. And this hadith was declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. Before moving on to the next point, a small point here from Shaykh Salih al-Suhaimi, rahimahullah. He said in his explanation, the saying of the author that Salih, his reservoir will be the udder of his camel, of his she camel. This is a place, is a mahallu nadhar, is a place of a doubtful point, or a point requiring to be looked at. He said, because there is no authentic proof for it. There is no authentic proof for that. Mean the fact that his reservoir will be the udder of his she-camel. This is not established in an authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just finally, on that point, then Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, in his book Al-Da'ifa, Silsilatul Ahadith Al-Da'ifa, he brings a couple of narrations in that regard, number 771 and 772, he quotes two hadith, which are not authentic about that. And he judged that these two narrations are mawdu, fabricated. And the same was said by Ibn al-Jawzi in his book Al-Mawdu'at, and Imam al-Dhahabi in his book Mizan al-I'tidal. In that the narrations mentioning the hawd of Salih being the udder of his she-camel are not established from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then with regard to the next point, point number 18, Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, والإيمان بشفاعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمذنبين الخاطئين يوم القيامة وعلى الصراط ويخرجهم من جوف جهنم وما من نبي إلا وله شفاعة وكذلك الصديقون والشهداء والصالحون ولله بعد ذلك تفضل كثير على من يشاء وَالْخُرُوجُ مِنَ النَّارِ بَعْدَ مَحْتَرَقُوا وَصَارُوا فَحْمًا. And to have iman in the intercession, the shafa'a of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection for those guilty of sins, and upon the bridge, as-sirat, and to cause them to come out from within the hellfire. There is no prophet except that he will have intercession, and likewise will be the case with the eminently truthful and sincere followers of the prophets, and the martyrs, and the righteous people. And after that, Allah will bestow favour abundantly upon whomever he wishes, and people will come out of the fire after they have been burnt and reduced to charcoal. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, said in explanation, from the fundamentals of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from the fundamental points of creed and belief of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, is iman in ash-shafa'ah, iman in the intercession, with the preconditions which are mentioned by Allah, the Majestic and Most High. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan goes on to mention the two conditions that the people of the Sunnah affirm, the intercession, they affirm it, with two conditions which Allah mentions. He said, mention the first of them, that it has to be with his permission. Intercession can only occur with the permission of Allah, with the idhn, the permission of Allah. Then he mentions the second condition, and that the one being interceded for is from the people of Iman. Those two conditions for intercession to be acceptable. That Allah grants permission for the one who is going to intercede. And secondly, that the one who is being interceded on behalf of, that he is a believer, person of Iman. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, as for the one who is interceded for being from the people who are disbelievers, then intercession will not be accepted for him. He, the Most High, said, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. Surah Al-Muddathir, the 74th Surah, Ayah 48. The ayah being in the context of the disbelievers, with the meaning, so the intercession of those who intercede will not benefit them, will not benefit the disbelievers. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes the second ayah, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيءٍ يُطَاءٍ. Surah Ghafir, the 40th Surah, ayah 18, with the explanation. The disbelieving wrongdoers will have no close friend, nor any intercessor who will be given heed to. On the day of resurrection, the disbelieving wrongdoers will have no close friend, nor any intercessor who will be given any heed to. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the disbeliever, there will never be any intercession for him. Ever. As for the believer, then intercession is established for him, if Allah the Majestic and Most High grants permission. And the greatest of the intercessors will be the noble chief of the intercessors. Or rather, he said, the greatest of the intercessors and the noble chief of those who will intercede will be our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he will have intercessions which will be specific to him, and also intercessions which he shares along with others. I mean, there are some intercessions which are shared by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other prophets and the righteous and the foremost followers of the prophets and the martyrs. And then there are some intercessions which are particular just for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, his saying, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِشَفَاعَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِلْمُذْنِبِينَ الْخَاطِئِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَلَى الصِّرَاطِ. And to have iman in the intercession of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those guilty of sins on the day of resurrection and upon the bridge, upon the Sirat. He said the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest one of those who will intercede on the day of resurrection. Indeed, he will intercede for all of the people upon the standing place. All of the people when they're resurrected and they're standing awaiting the resurrection, all of mankind, then he will intercede for all of them, so that Allah relieves them from the standing and brings them to account, because the standing will be prolonged for them along with severe distress and severe heat and severe thirst and extreme fear. The standing will be prolonged for them. The standing of the hashr, of the gathering. So therefore they will go to the ulil azam. They will go to those messengers who are firmest in resolve and request from them that they should supplicate to Allah to relieve them of the standing, so that they go either to paradise or to the fire. So they will go to Adam, and he will excuse himself. And they will go to Nuh, and he will excuse himself. And they will go to Ibrahim, and he will excuse himself. And they will go to Musa, and he will excuse himself. And they will go to Isa, and he will excuse himself. And they will go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will say, I am the one for it, then he will go and he will fall down in prostration beneath the arsh, beneath the throne. The Shaykh said, because there will be no intercession for anyone except with the permission of Allah. So therefore he will fall down in prostration, in sajda, and make supplication to his Lord, until it is said to him, O Muhammad, raise your head, ask and you will be given, intercede and your intercession will be accepted. So Allah will grant permission for him to intercede, and he will intercede on behalf of the people of the gathering place. In a footnote they mentioned this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 4206 and reported by Muslim as hadith 193 from a hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu. Then Shaykh Fawzan said that he will intercede for the people of the gathering place for them to move on from the gathering place to the hisab, to the reckoning. This is ash-shafa'atul uzma. This here is the major intercession. The intercession on behalf of all the people gathered on the Day of Resurrection. That is the major intercession, which Allah will favour him with over the creation. He, the Most High, said, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, Ayah 79. With the explanation, and this being an address, this ayah, these ayahs being addressed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And during the night, pray tahajjud as an extra prayer for you. Your Lord shall certainly raise you to a praiseworthy standing place. Shaykh Fawzan said this praiseworthy standing place, Al-Maqam Al-Mahmood, is Ash-Shafa'atul Uzma. That means the major intercession. I mean, this intercession here, for all the people in the gathering place, that the reckoning should begin. The resurrection should begin. Rather, the reckoning should begin. He said, and there occurs in the dua, the supplication, which is said after the adhan. It's said by a person who hears the adhan. آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته. Likewise, this praiseworthy standing is mentioned there in the dua which a person should say when he hears after he's heard the adhan. Part of it being, grant Muhammad al-wasila, the place of honour in paradise, and al-fadila, the position of superior virtue, and raise him to maqaman mahmuda, a praiseworthy standing place, which you have promised him. In a footnote they mention, this is reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, and the correct reference here is Hadith 614, from a Hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is Ash-Shafa'atul Uzma. It's another reference to, as occurred in the ayah, likewise in this hadith, it refers to the major intercession. The praiseworthy standing refers to the major intercession. Then he said, and likewise he will intercede with regard to the Ahlul Kaba'ir, the people guilty of major sins from the nation. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will intercede for them, that either they do not enter the fire, or otherwise that they be brought out from it, if they do enter it. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will intercede for them. And this is not specific to him. So he will intercede, and all of the prophets will intercede, and the awliya, the beloved and obedient servants of Allah, will intercede, and the afrat, the children who die young. The Shaykh said, they are those who die young. They will intercede for the Ahlul Kaba'ir, for those who are guilty of major sins. All those who are listed there will intercede for the Ahlul Kaba'ir, those Muslims who are guilty of major sins. The Shaykh said, this point is contrary to the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij. mean, all those three deviant sects, this is the position of the people of the Sunnah, this is the truth. But those three deviant sects, they disagree about this point. They say, no, the people of the major sins, there's no intercession for them. The Jahmiyya and the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij. The Shaykh said, defining them, he said, the Khawarij, they are those who rebel against the rulers of the Muslims, by using the sword. And they break the due obedience. And they are also those who declare a Muslim to be a disbeliever on account of major sins, which are less than shirk. They are the Khawarij. They were called Khawarij, literally those who depart or exit or revolt. They were called Khawarij because they depart from what is legislated. And they revolt against the person in authority. And they break the due obedience. Then the Shaykh said, those people deny the intercession. And they say, whoever enters the fire will never come out from it. And they use as evidence his saying, He the Most High, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 167. This is the ayah that they're like. They use the Jahmiyya and Mu'tazila and Khawarij. They say, anyone who enters the fire, someone guilty of major sin, he enters the fire, he will never come out. No one will ever come out of the fire. They use this ayah, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. The explanation, they will not come out from the hellfire. Sheikh Fawzan said in response, so we say, this is with regard to the kuffar, this is with regard to the disbelievers. So the disbelievers will never come out from the fire. But as for the intercession which is meant here, then it is with regard to the people of Iman, those who are believers, who are guilty of major sins. And it is established. As for believers who are guilty of major sins and they enter the fire, then the intercession is confirmed about them. They will be brought out of the fire. Opposite to the case of the disbelievers. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, and Allah the Majestic and Most High says, Man ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, ayah 255, part of Ayatul Kursi. With the explanation, who, meaning none, can intercede with him, with Allah, except with his permission. Shaykh Fawzan said, it indicates that if he grants permission, then only if he grants permission can anyone intercede. And likewise his saying, He the Most High. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Surah Al-Najm, the 53rd surah, ayah 26, with the explanation. And how many angels there are in the heavens whose intercession will not benefit at all except after Allah grants permission for whomever he wishes and is pleased with. Shaykh Fawzan said, this contains the two conditions for shafa'ah, for intercession. That Allah grants permission. This is the first condition. And that he is pleased. This is the second condition. He is pleased with the one who is being interceded for. And he is not pleased except with a believer. As for the disbeliever, he will not be pleased with him. Shaykh Fawzan said, so those who contradict the people of the Sunnah with regard to the intercession, Ash-Shafa'a, take two opposite positions. I mean, we've heard the correct position, the position of the people of the Sunnah, who affirm intercession with its two conditions. Then there are two opposite sides who oppose their position, and they are opposite to each other. He said, from them are those who deny the intercession, and they are the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, those who declare people to be disbelievers, kuffar, on account of major sins which are less than shirk. And the other group, at the other extreme, he said, and the second group are those who go beyond the due bounds, go beyond the limits in affirming intercession. And they are the Sufis, the grave worshippers, al-mutasawwifa wal-quburiyya, the Sufis and the grave worshippers. Those who depend totally upon intercession and who turn to the graves and who seek aid from the dead. They seek intercession from them, from the dead. Just as He, the Most High, said, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Surah Yunus, the 10th Surah, Ayah 18, with the explanation. And they worship besides Allah others who cannot harm them nor benefit them. And they say, those are our intercessors with Allah. Shaykh Fawzan said, they worship them in order that they should intercede for them with Allah. Then he said, as for those who take the middle position, and they are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they do not deny intercession totally, and they do not affirm it unrestrictedly. Rather, they affirm it with the two conditions which occur in the Book and the Sunnah. This is the conclusion on the topic of the intercession. And his saying, Al-Mudhnibin Al-Khati'een, that the intercession is established for those who are sinful, guilty of sins. He said, meaning, intercession will be for the believers who are guilty of sins. Those who do not reach the level of kufr, of disbelief. And they're still believers. They've not become disbelievers. He's saying, وَعَلَى السِّرَاطِ, and it will occur upon the sirat, upon the bridge, over the fire. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede for the believers whilst they are crossing the bridge. And he will intercede for those who have entered the fire, that they should be brought out from it, if they are from the people of Tawheed. So he will intercede upon the bridge when the people are passing over it. And it is the bridge which will be laid across the upper part of the hellfire. The people will cross over it in accordance with their deeds. So some of them will cross over it in the blinking of an eye. And some of them will cross over it like lightning. And some of them will cross over it like the passing of the wind. And some will cross over it like fast horses. And some will cross over it like the riders of camels. And some will be running over it. And some will be walking. And some will be crawling. And some will be snatched from it and thrown down into the fire. Some will be snatched from it and thrown into the hellfire. All of the creation will have to pass over this bridge, the believers and the disbelievers. And nothing will render them safe except for their deeds. He, the Most High, said, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Surah Maryam, the 19th Surah, Ayah 71, with the explanation, there is not one of you except that he will have to, there is not one of you except that he will have to cross over it. The Shaykh said, meaning over the sirat, over the bridge. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Surah Maryam, continuation, Ayah 71-72. The explanation, it is a binding decree from your Lord. Then we will save, we will rescue those who are dutiful to Allah. And we will leave the wrongdoing disbelievers upon their knees in the hellfire. Shaykh Fawzan said, so no one will be saved except for the people of taqwa, dutifulness to Allah. As for the disbelievers, then they will be destroyed in the fire. And Allah's refuge is sought. Amen. This is the sirat, this is the bridge. And he said, he's saying, وَلِلَّهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ تَفَضُّلٌ كَثِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And after that Allah will bestow favour abundantly upon whomever He wish, upon whomever He wishes. He said, and Allah will bring out from the fire some of the believers without the intercession of those who intercede, rather by His favour, He the Perfect and Most High. He will bring out some people from the fire by His fadl, by His favour, He the Perfect, without the intercession of anyone, rather just by His favour, His fadl, He the Majestic and Most High. And she finished with the point. He's saying, وَالْخُرُوجُ مِنَ النَّارِ بَعْدَمَا احْتَرَقُوا وَصَارُوا فَحْمًا. And people will come out from the fire after they have been burnt and turned to charcoal. He said, Allah the Majestic and Most High informed that the people of the fire who are to remain forever in it will not die in it, nor will they live. He the Most High said, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. Surah Al-A'la, the 87th Surah, Ayahs 9 to 13, with the explanation. So remind, if the reminding will benefit, those who fear Allah will take heed of the reminder. But the wretched will avoid it, the one who will enter the great fire. Then he will not die in it, nor will he live. Sheikh Fazan explained, saying, so the person who does not accept the reminder and does not accept the admonition and continues upon his misguidance, this one will enter hellfire and he will remain in it, and he will not live a life which allows him to rest, and he will not die a death which gives him relief. Rather, he will remain in torment. But as for the person who enters it from the disobedient people of Tawheed, those disobedient ones who are worshippers of Allah alone, but the disobedient ones, then he will be burnt and turned to charcoal. Turned to blackened charcoal. And then he will come out from the fire, and he will be placed in a river, the river of life. And their bodies will grow. And when their bodies are completed, then permission will be granted for them to enter paradise. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. حبيبنا
Okay.